Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. I am Claudette Levi Farnham, MA History graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cave Hill Campus. Molehead and Pierhead to be upgraded. Hear ye, hear ye. A proclamation was published in the Barbadian on this day, September 9th in the year 1825. It was passed by the members of both chambers of Parliament, being the Legislative Council, today known as the Senate, and the House of Assembly, also referred to as the General Assembly. The proclamation was assented to by the Honorable John Brathwaite Skeat, President of the Legislative Council. The proclamation was described as an act for granting a certain sum of money towards the repair and improvement of the Pierhead, previously known as Little Island, and for appointing a subcommittee to superintend the same. This mandate was meant to make extensive repairs and improvements to the Pierhead, protect Bridgetown from the encroachment of the sea, as well as protect the vessels within the molehead of the bay and for the general security of the town. Over the years from those of early colonization, Bridgetown was constituted the first major settlement on the island and the hub of English shipping and trade. However, like most major cities across the world at different points in history, Bridgetown was noted for unsanitary conditions in its alleys and neighborhoods, which included the area of the Careenage, the major waterway into the town. Ordinances were issued for residents to keep these areas clear and clean. Even though today the health of seas, oceans, and waterways are strongly encouraged across the world, early reports on Bridgetown revealed that the river flowing into the ocean at Carlisle Bay was used as a dumping ground for the waste produced by the residents of the town. Within the original landscape, the topography being different to what we see today, a deed of conveyance revealed that the sea and beach were as close as 40 yards to Broad Street. Therefore, it became important to legislate for the good use and protection of the area leading to the inner reaches of the town. The intent was to modernize the wharves and waterways to handle the increased trade that would result from the Colonial Trade Act, regulating trade between 1822 to 1826. These laws were meant to relax but still regulate archaic trade laws like the Navigation Acts and increase trade with previously forbidden non-British countries just prior to the 1838 emancipation of enslavement. So on this day, September 9th in the year 1825, the proclamation legislated that from the treasury of the island, a sum not exceeding £8,000 be made available to those commissioners coordinating the project for the repair and improvement of the Molehead and Pierhead at Bridgetown.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.